the mind can utilize this energy for constructive or destructive purposes. Today, people see anxious to use this energy only to destroy the whole world. Unless we control and harness our mental energy, great destruction can result. Today, all over the world, even non-Buddhists practice meditation, although their main purpose is not for spiritual development. They have seen good results where their physical problems such as tension, blood pressure, gastric trouble and various other sicknesses have been reduced. Meditation really helps one to overcome ill health and to maintain good health and purity in the mind. Do you know that when we harbor evil thoughts in our mind for a long period, these pollutions cause much damage to our physical body, especially the brain cells, the nervous system, blood circulation. As a result, after a long time, we experience many bad effects. It is clear that medical science also agrees that the mind can be the source of sicknesses. On the other hand, the same mind can be used to cure sicknesses. So the mind must be used carefully. Otherwise, it becomes a nuisance to us. Scientific education without proper mental training or religious discipline can create disaster in this world. Actually, it is happening all over the world. Clever people who have no wisdom and compassion abuse their intelligence by adopting modern techniques lavishly. Primitive people never needed to use dangerous techniques to destroy anything. Our ancestors had minor problems compared to the enormous problems we face today. All over the world, people are fighting each other. Some of them justify it as a holy war. But war is war, no matter whether it is holy or unholy. Buddhism teaches us that killing for any reason is unpardonable. It is worse when people fight and kill in the name of religion. What is the difference between war and a dog fight? The only difference is that dogs never organize themselves earlier for their fight. Human beings organize and fight. But the paradox is that man's untamed mind makes him fight. Then he uses all his cleverness and knowledge to organize massive tactical maneuver to kill, rape, and plunder. Here, we see that cleverness and wisdom are different things. A wise man is one who is in complete control of his mind. Meditation can contribute a lot to tame the wicked mind. By knowing that God and devil both are in our mind, we watch our every thought very carefully and act mindfully. We must try to find out the nature of the thoughts which appear in the mind. Examining the thoughts that appear is in itself an act of meditation. Buddhism teaches how to maintain mindfulness. When we become aware that certain ideas are not dangerous and harmful to us as well as to others, we must try to develop and nurture such thoughts. They are useful and can contribute to the welfare of others and for ourselves. Again, when we talk, we must be fully aware of what we talk before words are allowed to come out from the mouth. We have to balance and judge carefully whether these words are useful, harmful, dangerous, or whether they hurt others' feelings. We must know how to use the proper words and talk mindfully. Again, when we are going to do something, such as walking, sitting, sleeping, eating, there must be some mindfulness. When we do something without mindfulness, we can easily make mistakes and disturb others, and we also harm ourselves in the process. We must be constantly on guard to prevent the mind from wandering here and there. We must fix our mind towards our thoughts, words, and actions. Then we can do our work efficiently, and we can avoid many problems and disturbances. Sometimes, due to our negligence, we make mistakes and face many difficulties, and later we regret our negligence. By calming and strengthening our mind, certain purifications take place, and this mental purification can influence the mind to perform certain phenomena. People regard them as supernatural powers. Anyway, whatever word we use to describe these powers, they are worldly and not spiritual. We should not be crazy about so-called supernatural powers. Some phenomena appear in the mind when it is developed. People always seek to gain supernatural powers through meditation. The reason is that when the natural latent mental energies are developed through meditation, so-called supernatural powers appear. When people without the necessary spiritual maturity develop one aspect of their mind only through meditation, they experience extreme excitement. This can cause fear and result in mental imbalance. The spiritually mature person who meditates and gains powers over the material world remains unexcited by them because he knows that he needs to go a long way before he can attain the final goal. There is an amusing story about a man who boasted to the Buddha that as a result of great effort he had mastered the art of walking on the water. The Buddha remarked that it was not necessary to waste all that effort if one's intention was merely to cross the river, for a boatman could easily have ferried him across. one should develop the mind to cross the wheel of existence to attain final salvation. Therefore, we must know how to balance our mind and not to be crazy for such powers. Since the aim of Buddhist meditation is to calm or purify the mind, if we practice this meditation with full understanding, there won't be any bad effect. It is true that some young fanatics have gone mad trying to develop their powers too soon. But if we have the right attitude to understand, we need not worry about it. The Buddhist way to proper meditation starts with sila, samadhi and panya. That means morality, concentration and wisdom. First we have to develop our moral background by observing certain moral principles and virtues to guard ourselves. That is the foundation for us to build up our religious way of life. After that, we have to concentrate more on mental development to maintain purity, calmness, peace in the mind. That is samadhi. When the mind is calmed, we gain panya or wisdom, realization. Through meditation, we gain calmness of the mind or understanding or wisdom. That is the main purpose in our life. That is the purpose of our religious life. The confidence and understanding that we gain through this meditation are very important for our lives, so that we can avoid undue worries and frustration that we create because of our ignorance. We imagine that our problems are due to the influence of devils or ghosts or charms and black magic. To prevent such problems and not to suspect or blame others, we should try to understand the true nature of life. We will get true understanding as well as wonderful knowledge through meditation. Only then can we experience satisfaction without creating further problems. So, in various ways, in our day-to-day life, and not only for spiritual development, this meditation makes it very easy for us to maintain patience and tolerance. Because of meditation, it will not be easy for others to provoke or disturb us. Then we can understand things properly and see them in their correct perspective. When you observe some people carefully and notice how they behave, how they talk, and when they are confronted by others, you can understand that their attitude is different from ordinary people, and how they maintain gentleness and cheerfulness. Their appearance indicates the development of their mind. On the other hand, there are those who try to show their cleverness or superiority and always show a challenging and hostile attitude. This indicates immaturity and shallowness of their mind. Each individual has his own intrinsic character or behavior, and we can categorize them as animal nature, devilish nature, human nature, and divine nature. Meditation is a method we can use to tame the animal nature and devilish nature within us. Some people do not behave as culture people. They are rough and rude. They do not know how to tolerate anything. That clearly shows that they have not tamed their animal or devilish nature, although they are human beings. By controlling these weaknesses, a cultured person maintains real humane quality and upholds human dignity and intelligence. The divine nature exists in one who has noble or sublime states of mind. That is the perfect life where there are no taints, where the noble ones do not commit mistakes. Such people are pleasing to everybody, even to non-human beings. The modern job-oriented education system, which stresses the acquisitions of mere academic knowledge, does not contribute to the development of man's mind. It does not promote moral discipline, but create more excitement, jealousy and greed. That is why people experience unrest and unsatisfactoriness, although they are educated and rich. This is the limitations of their academic knowledge. They have neglected the most important aspect in their lives, that is moral training and mental culture. After gaining only academic knowledge, they misuse their talents and disturb others and develop more selfishness and various unhealthy mental attitudes. The product of our modern scientific education contribute to the violations of peace rather than promotions of peace and harmony. The mind which is influenced by greed is like a bowl of colored water which does not give a correct reflection of the face. Again, the mind which is given to anger is like a bowl of boiling water which also fails to produce a true reflection. The mind which is overcome by laziness does not get down to activity, and it can be compared to water which is covered with moss and weeds. The mind agitated by excitement and worries is like water disturbed by the wind, and it also fails to record a true reflection. The mind that is habitually in doubt is like muddy water placed in darkness. It too fails to give a correct reflection. Here, you can understand that if the mind is polluted or deluded, there are many difficulties that we will have to face. The main purpose of meditation is to understand things properly, because we always create fantasies in our imagination which gives a false view of reality. The mind is biased as the result of the influence of various factors, but in modern society, when people try to develop their mind through meditation, others who are not used to this practice may think that meditation is a waste of valuable time. Selfishness and cunningness seems to be the two main characteristics of modern man. Many people think that these are the useful qualities for them to develop. When you consider the alarming situation in this world, you can see that even at their time, in spite of so many iron gates, wooden doors, keys and padlocks, you cannot stay at home without fear and security. Who create all these problems to their fellow men? Surely not any animals, devils or ghosts. The real culprit are those so-called civilized human beings. People glorify their grand history, religion, philosophy, science and education. But inside their minds, there is always crookedness and selfishness. Can you go out without fear, wearing a wristwatch or gold chain and with few dollars in your pocket? Can an innocent girl go out without fear, not only at night, but even during the daytime? Sometimes girls come and complain that they are disturbed by boys on the way. However, they should not get upset over things like that. One should not get angry when they are teased. Instead, they should thank them for appreciating beauty. There is no reason for them to get angry. A person who is disturbed by others should guard her mind from all these irritations. If the mind remains calm, there can be no anger or resentment. Such a mind will be at peace. Drug abuse is another nuisance today. Religious leaders, educated people, and government try to do something to stop this most dangerous and unfortunate menace to society. In spite of imprisonment and even death penalty, drug abuse is spreading all over the world. Some of the victims are educated youths. If this nuisance continues, nobody knows what the fate of mankind will be in time to come. Nobody knows whether the human creatures that they will produce in the future will behave as real human beings or not. When we consider the situation in this world today, it seems like a lunatic asylum. If young people practice meditation, it will help them to improve their memories so that they can do well in their studies. Meditation can also help to reduce confusion and anxieties and relax the mind. Meditation strengthens the mind through accumulated mental energy. As a result, memory can be improved easily by harnessing their mental energy. People who do not control their mind through meditation waste their mental energy on many unnecessary thoughts which have no value. There are two methods for people to practice meditation. They are known as Samatha and Vipassana. Samatha refers to the calmness that we experience by controlling the arising of mental impurities. Vipassana is the insight or clear understanding that we develop through analytical knowledge. Through Samatha, we gain not only calmness of the mind, but jhanic power or absorption, and even supernatural powers. But gaining supernatural powers is not the main purpose of Buddhist meditation. This method is not a new discovery of the Buddha. The followers of other religions also practice this meditation even to this day, jhana or supernatural powers. The Buddha practiced this method under certain teachers before setting out on his own to gain his enlightenment. He realized that this method of meditation is insufficient for gaining enlightenment. Buddhist meditation is to concentrate deeply by analyzing all the existing elements, mental energies, and living things, and understanding the real characteristic of the universal nature of all the existing things. Buddhist meditation is aimed at understanding how things come into existence and how they remain, how they go on changing and evolving, and in the end, how they decay and disappear. There is no doubt that Samatha meditation helps to calm the mind by eradicating many mental defilements. But through Vipassana meditation, we must analyze existing things and understanding their true nature. Through this method, we come to know that there is nothing for us to cling to or to accept as a permanent entity which remains without changing. This concept of permanent soul and the concept of self is rejected by the Buddha. This is the concept that creates a lot of misunderstanding, conflict, clashes, friction, and unsatisfactoriness in everything. People who cannot understand these phenomena form their own belief in their imagination. In the teachings of the Buddha, it is called the doctrine of analysis. One must analyze every component thing and understand their nature properly. The understanding of dukkha or unsatisfactoriness which we experience in everything paves the way for us to develop this meditation until we finally gain real wisdom. When we realize the real nature of this universal phenomenon, we do not become frustrated or disappointed. With this knowledge, we'll be able to face our problems without fear. The nature of problems is such that no one can change the natural occurrences. So, we have to face them. This situation or formation of this world is not in our favor. The world is not there always to satisfy our desires. So, we just have to try to make use of the things that exist for our satisfaction by cooperating with the existing universal law. If we violate the universal law, we have to experience bad effect. That is why the Buddha introduced a moral code in the form of precepts so that we can cultivate harmony with the existing living being and other things and maintain a healthy atmosphere. Buddhists do not ask some supernatural powers to forgive them after violating some of the moral codes or to wash away the sins they commit. From the Buddhist point of view, praying for forgiveness is not the solution. Our duty is not to violate the existing universal natural law to satisfy our craving for pleasure. The recognitions of our different characters and temperaments are important for our meditation. That is why the Buddha introduced various kinds of objects for different people to practice meditation according to their mentality and understanding capacity. A meditation master must study the real nature of the person who wants to meditate. He must first evaluate the mental development, the nature of the mind, how far a person can understand and appreciate the beneficial effects of meditation. He should assess what are the mental weaknesses and hindrances of a person. When he knows all these characteristics, he introduces an object of meditation for the mind to hold on to. That object must be a neutral one for the meditator. The earlier method for a beginner is to concentrate on breathing in and breathing out. Although we breathe every moment of our life, we never concentrate on it and we are even unaware of it. Concentrating on breathing is a very easy method for us to train the mind. When we train the mind for some time, we experience some changes on our way of thinking and way of life. We can reduce our so many wrong attitudes and moods. As a result, many changes take place in our life. After developing this for some time, the meditation master may introduce another object for further development. But some people practice the same method from the very beginning to the end because they are satisfied with it and experience improvement. Some people do not gain any improvement in their meditation, although they practice it for some time. They even experience some uneasiness when they meditate on certain objects. The reason is they have chosen the wrong object for their meditation. And the wrong object also can create some physical or mental problems, although this is not in itself dangerous. But this meditation can disturb emotionally unstable people who find it difficult to balance their mind. Mental instability that is aroused by emotion can create some problem. Besides this, undue anxiety that people create in their mind also can create some disappointment and later cause mental imbalance. Beginners are frustrated because they like to experience good results immediately. If you understand the nature of the mind, however, you know it is not easy to gain immediate results. Stubbornness, illusion and delusion and hallucination always pollute the purity of the mind. To remove these mental impurities and hindrances, we have to work hard and use our confidence and determination. Good results can then be experienced. One must have a lot of patience in order to practice meditation. Most people waste a lot of mental energy not knowing how to harness it. Energy is like a waterfall. Almost every day, the water goes on pouring from the waterfall. An engineer, after studying this, decides to make use of this waterfall and build a dam. Then he can convert the water that he had accumulated into strong energy to produce hydroelectricity to illuminate the whole country. In the same way, we can accumulate the mental energy, harness it, and utilize it for good purpose to serve others and to experience peace and happiness. The Buddha did this during many previous births and developed his mental energy without wasting it unnecessarily. And he finally gained his enlightenment as a result of this mental development. That is why he said that he did not gain his enlightenment through the influence of external forces or divine powers, but by using his own effort. People like to know many things regarding meditation practices. For example, they inquire about food, time, and posture. Regarding our food, actually there is no restriction, but we should not take a heavy meal, especially at night time. If you take a heavy meal before your meditation, you experience many difficulties. That is why the Buddha advised the monks and those who observe 8 precepts not to have solid food at night. Some people think that Buddhists should not take meat but eat only vegetable food. There is no such precept in the teachings of the Buddha. However, those who want to be vegetarians may do so as a personal preference. Although some people prefer vegetarian food, it is not a religious law. Those who go and practice meditation, either in the jungles or cemeteries, especially at night, do avoid certain types of meat for their protection from certain animals and evil spirits. Posture is important to prevent physical problems. Since mind is not used to this discipline, when we try to control our mental energy, the energy can create a lot of disturbances in our body, such as pain, difficulties in blood circulation, headache, backache, giddiness, and some other problems. So, the proper posture helps to prevent the obstruction of the blood circulation, and it supports the organs and the glands to function properly. Those who sit down for many hours experience numbness and ache. Walking meditation is prescribed by the Buddha to prevent this problem. That is why some people prefer walking meditation. If the mind is wandering here and there, it cannot be controlled by the posture we take. Therefore, we should not depend on posture for meditation. The posture used by the Buddha to gain enlightenment is known as lotus posture, and that particular posture strengthens the back to support blood circulation to the brain and spread all over the body. With this posture, after some time, we can ignore the numbness and some other problem. When we try to meditate by lying down, can easily go to sleep. Meditation is very important for those who experience some difficulties in sleeping. You should lie down without allowing your mind to run here and there, or without recalling various activities into the mind. We can practice breathing in, breathing out meditation for this purpose. Fix the mind on your breath to avoid other objects. If there is any difficulty to concentrate on breath, you should count the number of breath in the mind. Then you can go to sleep within a short while. This method helps us to sleep peacefully without tranquilizers or sleeping tablets, which can create some side effects. Another advice for those who experience difficulties in sleeping is to read a book on a deep subject such as philosophy, psychology, or certain subjects which do not entertain the mind. Then the mind becomes very lazy. The book also drops from the hand and you can go to sleep. Those who pray according to their religion and read some religious books to understand the true nature of existing things indirectly do practice meditation. However, if they pray with selfish motive to gain some worldly material thing, it cannot be regarded as true meditation. In meditation, there must be purity in the mind. Today, all over the world, people talk about air pollution, water pollution, but people never think of mental pollution. Man's mind pollutes the whole world and atmosphere by radiating anger, jealousy, grudge, hatred, and various other evil forces. These evil mental forces can change the normal cosmic energies and disturb the whole universe. Because these energies are the most forceful energies. This meditation is common to everybody, irrespective of their race, religion, or any other differences. Meditation is the great force that can make this world a truly beautiful place to live. The ugliness of the human race is mind-created. If the mind of man can be controlled through meditation, this can indeed be a heaven on earth. Just as an engine gets overheated and damaged when it is run for a prolonged period and requires cooling down to overcome the heat, so also the mind gets overtaxed when we subject it to a sustained degree of mental effort. And it is only through meditation that relaxation or cooling down of the mind could be achieved.